Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads to ideal clients. Now, one of the questions being asked is, what would I do if I had to start all over again? I had to think about this because actually the Commenting Club is a relatively new business idea of mine. My old business is the Fairy Blog Mother, which has been going on for decades. Well, not quite decades, but you know what I mean. And therefore, the Commenting Club has been going on for a little bit more than 6 months. So it is still new in my mind. But in the light of this question, I recently wrote a post called Philip V. Ariel's Commenting Experience, which you can find on thecommentingclub.co.uk/commenting-experience, in which I discuss Philip. Well, he had actually self-confessed to me in another post of his that he had become a blog comment author before starting his blog. And I really liked that term, a blog comment author, rather being a blog author, because what he did is that he went around commenting on other people's blogs rather than writing his own. Brilliant, absolutely superb, really, was in awe of this man, of his inspiration and his ideas. Get out there and start, you know, spreading your name, your expertise, your knowledge. Do it through comments. Perfect. So that when you actually did start a blog, he'd by that time had perfected his conversational writing skills. Remember, conversation is what commenting is all about. And when he did start writing his blog with his excellent conversational writing skills, he hit the ground running. And he had all these lovely followers that he amassed while he was commenting to become followers of his own blog. Perfect. Starting again is always a good idea to think how to prepare yourself. And certainly if you're doing PR, the answer is to prepare the ground before you approach anybody. So commenting is a great way to, I don't like the word stalk, it's not very nice, but you know, you can sort of follow people that your influence you want to gain awareness of. And you read their posts and you read their updates and you comment and you don't fawn and stuff, but you actually say stuff that's helpful and useful and applicable and relevant to make them actually notice you for the right reasons. So once you've actually got them to notice you, then you can then have won their trust. Ask them for the advice and help that you need, or ask them for a guest post or, you know, a chance to go on their show or a webinar or anything that you've got that's necessary for your business. Another good thing about preparing in advance is to get good ranking for your blog or your website. Now, you can do this by commenting. And if you regularly comment for a minimum of 2 weeks on highly relevant and very popular posts that are relevant to your business, then you have a chance of increasing the domain authority of your own blog or website. And of course, this gives more clout to any new posts you write afterwards. Note, I said relevant. You've got to definitely focus on relevancy, the relevancy of the blogs and the website you comment on. And of course, to make it better, you can link back to your own blog, but not to your homepage, but to a relevant post, one as relevant as possible to the comment you've just used. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase your popularity or business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. If you'd like to know more, send me a message so we can have a little chat.